Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 12th of June at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the Governor of the Central Bank of Ireland, and we'll be chatting to the boss of NAMA and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Caroline O'Doherty in the Irish Independent reports that household electricity bills will increase by at least €83 a year to pay for a major upgrade of the country's power system. ESB Networks has asked the energy regulator to approve a price increase that would enable it to fund investment of between 10 and 13 billion euro over the next 5 years. At the lower estimate, the average residential bill holder will be charged €1.60 extra per week, totaling 83 per year and 415 over the investment period. A conference heard today, the investment was essential to strengthen the electricity network, which was struggling to meet existing demands for power and facing significant extra demand from the growing population and the economy. Dara Linnett, the chief executive of the Electricity Association of Ireland, said the investment was also needed to handle renewable energy from solar parks and wind farms, some of which were having to be switched off or curtailed because the system could not carry the extra energy they produced. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that the EU's planned countermeasures against Donald Trump's proposed tariffs would have a disproportionate impact on Ireland and Irish business, according to IBEC. The lobby group has written to the Commission saying the hit list of US products that has earmarked for reciprocal tariffs raises serious concerns for business and poses real-time risks for the Irish economy. IBEC has calculated that 11.4 billion of Irish imports from America fall under the proposed EU tariff list. This includes 6.3 billion worth of aircraft, with Ireland being the largest purchaser of Boeing aircraft outside of America, mostly due to Ryanair. Tariffs on aircraft would represent a detrimental hit to Irish industries in aircraft leasing, maintenance, repair and overhaul. This would not be comparable to any other member state, IBEC told the Commission. And Intertrade Ireland's latest All-Island Business Monitor shows that business sentiment across the island remains resilient in 2025, with most firms holding steady and staying profitable. Yet beneath this stability, new data uncovers a rising tide of uncertainty as geopolitical tensions begin to erode business confidence.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.